KPE's number one Christian contemporary station, Kingfisher FM.
We weren't expecting him, but when he heard his name, he literally came running. Mr. Jason Kick, live in studio.
Morning, Gareth.
Jason. Hi. We should say that you also live here, work in the area, and can't get enough of this. So.
Absolutely.
Great to have you with us, Jason. How are things going? We spoke with you, I think, a week or two ago.
Yes.
How's the build-up going for the big 28 September event?
All good. Bookings are still coming in, which is great. Plans are going further and further along, and realizing that it's just 2 months away, so it's getting close.
We all want to know, are the dresses done? That's all we want to know. Is there going to be dresses on the night?
That's still a work... there will be. That's still a work in progress, but we kind of, the last... you kind of work to the 11th hour on that, because there's always stuff to do and improve on, and,
Well, there's always three stories that are unfolding with Jason Kick's events. One is Jason designing at the 11th hour, the 10th hour, the 9th hour for next year, for this year. There's so much going on in his mind. There's the charities, of course, Igazi Foundation, Umziwetu for the Pretoria event. And then there's your amazing partners that you always bring on board. And again, you've pulled out no stops this year for an amazing lineup.
Absolutely. It's great to be working with like-minded people who are passionate and excited about their business and what we do, and just give their best. And that's Cheryl from CRC Communications and Hilton with Graphic Vine, and they're working with both our events, and we just couldn't be happier.
Yeah, great to have Hilton and Cheryl with us in studio. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. So we were hoping Jason wasn't going to be here so we could get a real reflection, but because he's here now, how wonderful is it to work with Jason Kick, Cheryl?
Truthfully, it actually really is amazing.
Yes. So, what are you all doing this year for this amazing initiative?
Well, Hilton and I have collaborated to work on the marketing, and well, really to be the brand custodian for Jason Kick and for the event. So we've involved in quite a bit. Hilton, do you want to tell from the design perspective?
We start at the beginning. The last year's show ended, and we start for the next show.
Is he bugging you on the night already, huh?
I can't remember, but it's close to the end of the night.
Next year I want to do this, I want to do that, to think about this.
We get given the theme, and then it's, start developing a brand and a logo and, a look and feel that we can carry out through the whole...
Absolutely. And I think one of the things you've said to me before is that it's actually quite easy, because it's not like Jason doesn't have ideas. He's so creative that it's more about trying to contain him, get him into one place. There's so much happening.
No, I think that is it. It's also to get onto the same, creative space. Mm. And the logo this year did take us a little bit of...
Fighting.
Tussling to get to one that we're all happy with to go forward. But it's, and that's what the design process is about.
And that's why they're so good.
What Hilton is not telling you is that he does the same tussling with some of his clients, all right? Because he wants the best. You're flexible. You're not going to be stuck in your ways. You want to make sure the client is happy, and you've done that. And I think, Cheryl, this is the great thing about working in PE and working with businesses, is this passion in what we do,
Absolutely. And something like this, what amazes me on a constant basis, the fact that Jason Kick Designs runs the show on an annual basis. And what we've learned from working with Jason is that everything he does is about heart. And it is. It's about passion. And how can you not work with somebody like that? How can you not have fun doing it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's sitting right here.
The payment comes later.
So, and I think this is, and also to say, this is not the first time that you guys are collaborating together, because it's just a partnership that's working. And we see that on the night. I mean, it's really evident that while we have this amazing man with these designs and these whatever's happening in his brain, there's this people who make this happen. And that's a wonderful privilege,
Absolutely. To be part of the team is amazing.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is, I think, going into our third or fourth year that we're actually involved with the event. And I think our involvement just gets more.
Yes.
You actually just want to give as much as you can.
And, as amazing as the event is, it can only be that way with the help of our sponsors. So I can only have so many ideas, but it's the people that we work with that help put it into a reality.
Yeah. And I love this, because I always say, please support businesses who support these initiatives in our city, because this is what really... I mean, these guys are giving of their time to make this a success. We're raising funds for really worthy charities, but they need our support as well. So, Hilton, give us a little insight into the work that you guys do at Graphic Vine.
Yeah, just a quick nutshell. Obviously, I'm a graphic designer, and anything from your logo development, brand development, all the way through to all your marketing material and up including your websites, you know, that and keeps me busy.
And counselling for event organisers on the night as well is thrown in for free. And Cheryl, from your side?
Okay. I start from the marketing strategy, help clients to develop their strategy and their plans, and then help with implementing most of the marketing activities. Yeah, absolutely love what I do. Both of us do.
So, working very close, I see, from Jason's thing, so.
That's good to partner, and that's why we've got complementary skill sets.
Yes, that's right.
And so, as small businesses, it's nice to work together to achieve a greater goal.
Yeah, that's our motto in P. It's not what you
it
know.
It is.
It's who you know.
I was going to say collaboration.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah. We'll go with that. That sounds better.
Great.
All right. So, Jason, great partners. And these are some we've met two here now. We've got many others that we'll be meeting in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing now is for businesses to come on board, not only to support Cheryl and Hilton and their business, but to get their tick tables, eh?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've, as I mentioned earlier, we've sold out on our crystal tables. We only have a few left.
Crystal tables, isn't it? What's this like? But Disney ball gown? What's going on here?
This is glamour.
We have three categories, premium crystal and gold, and so it's going well, and we're excited. It's just it goes from strength to strength every year.
Yes. So for those who'd like to still book a table and come and be part of one of the biggest nights in the city, how do we do that?
Well, you can contact us at work on 041-581-0306, or that line is a little bit faulty at the moment, but email is jason@jasonkick.com.
All right. And Hilton, for those who want more from Graphic Vine?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook on the web at www.graphicvine.co.za, or you can phone me on 083-387-1381.
All right, and the lovely Cheryl Reynolds?
You can find me, I have a website, COC Communications, obviously on social media, so that's probably the best place to find me. And then cell phone 082-572-6055.
All right, you can also get in touch with the amazing partners and sponsors who've also come aboard through Jason Kick's website and on social media. It's very out there. It's very aware. You're very aware of who's all on board for this year's event. So 28 September, Desert Nights. Can't wait. I've got my outfit ready to go.
Awesome.
Cheers, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Real, relevant radio. Kingfisher FM. We'll be right back.